need you now more than ever before. Be gracious and help us be everything you say we should be. And tonight, we ask, oh God, that you eradicate every distraction, everything that seeks to hinder our walk. Stop us from being everything you say we should be. Burn it up. Uproot it. Eradicate it. Let it become extinct. That as we behold you, we now see that we are just exactly like you. Let it be so. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. I thank God for every one of you. You've taken time to come out tonight. This evening, I want to trust that God will help us connect with Him in a very real and practical way. I don't think anything happens by accident. Every single experience we go through is part of His story. It is part of what God wants us to see, know, experience. There are no accidents in God. Nothing is misplaced. Even when there is disorder, there is an order to it. And one thing that is becoming very clear to me is that life is very, very short. And any practitioner of wickedness needs to recognize that whatever it is that they do, successfully or unsuccessfully, is just for a moment. Life is very brief. It's a spark. They say when a pregnancy takes place, there's a spark, like a light that comes on. And there is the life of the person. The Word of God says, God lights everyone. Everyone that comes to the earth. There are parts of us inside of our cells, our DNA, that are marked with the mark of God. So you can go into the genetics of a man and you find the formation of a cross. That's what binds everything together. Nothing that is just there by happen chance. Nothing. Say, Pastor, what are you saying? I'm saying that God is God. I'm saying that God has a plan. I'm saying that God has purpose. I'm saying that God knows everything. And this God who knows everything says to me and says to you that we need certain things. Because he knows. He knows that I need the Holy Spirit. So he said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to send you a helper, the Paraclete, who is going to stand alongside of you and will be in you. When he comes, you're going to receive something called power. And that empowerment will cause you to be my witness. It will cause you to be able to witness unto me, to report back to me what is happening. I need your voice telling me this is what's going on. But while you're telling me this is what's going on, I am going to receive a report from you also that this is what I have done about what is going on. People are acting crazy, but your anointing came upon me and I destroyed the stronghold of that wickedness, and that demonized man becomes a saved man, delivered, set free. That's what happened today. For without my power, you can't do it. You need my power. And for you to receive that power, you need the Holy Spirit. So that someday you will be able to say, this is that. This is that. In Luke chapter 24 and verse 49, I want that soaking music just really low. He says, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. I send it. The promise of my Father, I send it upon you. He says, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. Not earthly power, power from on high. I want that power to come and I want it to rest upon you. Wait until it happens. Stay there in Jerusalem, because I am going to send to you an empowerment that will enable you to live victoriously. You need that power. So the Bible says that they were up there in the upper room in Acts chapter 2. He says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. That is crucial information, that they were in one accord. They were united. They were in one place. They were not all over the place. They were in one place, united. The Word of God says it's the place of unity that God's commanded blessings come. They were there when the day of Pentecost was fully come. The Feast of Shavuot was a seven-day feast. It says, when that day was fully come, while they were there with one accord, in one place, he said, all of a sudden, suddenly, which meant that at one point, everything remained the same. Nothing had changed. But in a nanosecond, something changed. And that is the story of your life and my life, that things will remain the same. Nothing is all the same. Same old, same old, same old, same old. And bang! Something changes. It says, there came a sound from heaven. It was not an earthly sound. It was a sound from heaven. It came as of a rushing wind. And not just a rushing wind, a mighty wind. You'll expect everything to be falling apart, because when wind comes in a great way, it blows everything all over the place. But no. It was a wind, but they were still in that wind. It says it filled all the house where they were sitting. Can you imagine the sound? Not only was there a sound, the Bible says, there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And they began to speak. They began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. What does that mean? It means that your tongues were moving. But it was not based on their natural mind. It was based on the move of the Spirit of God. God was using their natural vessel. God uses natural vessels. Natural vessels just like you and me. He's not coming to use angels. He's using you, using me. And he's saying, in this earth, I am giving you an empowerment to be able to reach everybody that I bring your way. But it was a suddenly thing, which meant at one point they weren't able to. But suddenly, they are now able to. The Bible says, and there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, committed men, out of every nation under heaven. They were dwelling there. They were abiding there, but they had not heard what they were about to hear. You know, God has His people everywhere who are waiting, people everywhere who are expecting something but don't know what they are expecting. They just know something needs to change. And I believe we are in that time and that season now. Devout men committed, praying, crying out to God, but they don't know what they're crying about, what they're looking for, what they are seeking. They just know something is not right. Something is not right. We need something. What is it that you need? I don't know, but we need something. I find myself in that place. Maybe you are in that place. We need something. Something's got to change. It cannot remain this way. There are issues all around. Something's got to change. It says, now when this was noise abroad, the multitude came together. They came together. What was noise abroad? That which was happening in that upper room, all of a sudden went outside the upper room and began to invade the area. I ask in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that which God is doing in our midst will not just be just here in our midst, but that it will spread beyond and will begin to impact people far and near, and that they will begin to come in the ingathering of the Lord. They will come from the north, the east, the west, the south, from every tribe, from every tongue. They will come and they will hear the words of the Lord and know that God, that which they were expecting, is now happening. Not somewhere else, it's happening here. God has to do something. God has to do something. There is a place God wants to take you and I. He says, and they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these we speak Galileans? The ordinary fishermen, they have a funny accent, but they are saying something. We are hearing them. We are understanding them. These people that we could not connect with, we are hearing them, every one of them. They speak in our tongue. They speak in our language. I'm hearing. Ukrainian, I'm hearing. Polish, I'm hearing. German, I'm hearing. French, I'm hearing. They speak in our language. How did they learn that? I hear them speaking slangs. How did it get? I know that guy. He doesn't speak my language. But they are. How is it that we hear every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? I'm hearing what I need. I can relate to this word. It was one tongue being spoken by these 120. But God was filtering every word that they spoke and directing every word in a very strategic and very specific way to every individual. They were all speaking, Rababa Shekelebra Katahi, but they were not hearing what they were speaking. They were hearing in their language. It's incredible. I have a device that can translate languages for me. So if you were speaking to me in Ukrainian and I have it in my ear, I will understand because it will be speaking English to me. Mom and I were coming from a trip recently, and there was this guy who had picked us up. He was Ukrainian. He said, I don't speak much English. So he tapped on his iPhone, and he had a program there. And while Mama was speaking, it was typing it, exact words. And at the bottom was the language that he understood. And so he was able to respond. And we can read it, his response. Well, before man came up with that idea, God had that idea. Johnny just come lately. What, you see, what God is saying to us is this. There is not a place you will not be able to communicate when you've got me on the inside. Because I'm the God of all languages. Hallelujah. I am the master communicator. You may not have learned it, but God knows it. When God said to me, I want you to go to all 50 states of the Union, I said, I don't know people in all 50 states. He says, you don't know, but I do. Hallelujah. You don't know them, but I do. I know exactly where you need to go. And the people that have been taking the word of the Lord to, most of them I don't know. I've never met them before. Never met them before. Don't know those cities. Never been in those cities before. But here am I, being shuttled back and forth, being cared for, pampered by people I never knew. But somehow we're able to communicate. That's the amazing thing about God. Tonight is a night of prayer. The Bible tells us about the listings of the people that were there, Parthians and Medes and Elamites and dwellers in Mesopotamia and Judea and Cappadocia and Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia in Egypt and the parts of Libya and Cyrene and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians. They were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? What's going on here? I don't get it. But in the midst of all of that, the Bible tells us that there were mockers. People that were saying, These guys are crazy. They're drunk with new wine. Wait a minute, 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 wait a minute. You mean there are people hearing stuff in their language and they are saying these people are drunk? See, God gives everybody an opportunity. But not everybody is going to plug in properly. So they are saying, these men are full of new wine. They were right. It was new wine. They were right. They're drunk. But they had no reason to mock this. This was God in action. So the Bible tells us Peter, standing up with 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, you men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. Pay attention. These are not drunken, as you suppose. What is going on? Why do they think they're drunk? And why is it that Peter says these are not drunk? Because you see, different people have different capacity. Sometimes while I'm ministering, I start acting like I'm drunk. I'm holding on stuff, and sometimes Mama has to come and grab me and hold me steady. Because as I'm ministering to people, the power surge comes back at me if they are not receiving as they should. And it wants to knock me out too. So here are people speaking in all kinds of languages and been heard, and some people are going, guys are drunk. They're drunk. He says, well, listen, guys. These people are not drunk as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day, just 9 a.m. But this is that. That's the message. This is that. What is this? Is that? This is that which God spoke. This is that which God promised. This is that which God said will happen. This is that which God said is going to be made manifest. You have come to the fullness of the day of Pentecost. That which God said and has been saying, it's now happening. And I believe that God is bringing us to that. This is that. This is that. That which we've been waiting for has now come to pass. It is a suddenly. Let me say that again. It is what? A suddenly. So God says, wait. Because you do not know when it's going to happen. But I assure you that as I am God and I lie not, what I said is what is. And today I challenge every one of us to take hold of the horns of the altar and wait on the Lord. The Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall have their strength renewed. They will run and they will not be weary. They will walk and not faint. That is the calling of God upon our lives. What is this that is that? Well, he tells us. He says, and shall come to pass in the last day, said God, I will pour out of my spirit. I will pour out of my spirit. What spirit? The spirit of God, the spirit of love, the spirit of his power. I will pour out of my spirit the spirit of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters are going to prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit. And they shall prophesy. This is that. He was making a statement from the book of Joel, chapter 2, and verse 23. Joel 2 and verse 23. In just a moment, we're going to pray. It says, be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he had given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain. The former rain and the latter rain in the first month. The former rain and the latter rain all together. If you thought the former rain was something awesome, just wait. I'm going to give you that, and I'm going to give you the ending. The church of this last of the last days is going to move in an unction and power that we cannot describe or explain. It is a power, the kind of power that caused Red Seas to be split open, the kind of power that causes water to come out of the rock. And God says, really, what he intended to come out of that rock, if they just believed in him, his honey would have come out of that rock. The kind of power that causes the elements to obey. He said, I'm going to do that kind of a thing. It's part of the former rain. It's part of the former rain that a man walks and the shadow of the man brings healing to the masses. That is part of the former. The promise of the Lord is, the works that I did shall you do also, and greater works than this shall you do, because I go to be with the Father. That is part of the latter. God doing extraordinary things, bringing the Old Testament miracles and the New Testament miracles all together in one spot. This world has not seen power. But the interesting thing about it all is that this power is not based on what angels are going to do. It's based on what God is going to use ordinary men, Galileans, ordinary men, people from the street, ordinary men, we perceive that these people are uneducated. They've not been polluted in their minds. They are just as simple can be, but they know their God. And supernatural wisdom, supernatural insight is released unto them, and the grace of God sufficient is transforming everything around them, because the noise that happened in the upper room has now invaded the city. May it be that God invades our city, invades our province, invades our country, invades this continent, invades this world, as the noise goes forth, that people may know that God is on the move, and it is marvelous in our sight. Hallelujah. May God cause us to be so hot, no devilish spirit can perch on anywhere, on any place we are, because we are the representation of the consuming fire of the living God. Somebody shout hallelujah. The devil is a liar. We are getting stronger, not weaker. I feel very sorry for anyone who's standing in the way of what God wants to do, because this train is coming and you are going to be run over if you stand in the way of what God wants to do. Did you hear that? Let me say it again, just in case somebody here or out there didn't hear it. Don't stand in the way. Because God is not waiting anymore. He's not waiting. So the important thing for you and I to do is be ready. Because this power, I don't know if you're going to like what I'm about to say. This power of God, He says, He's going to pour on what? All flesh. Hear that? It's going to be poured on all flesh. In essence, God is saying, I'm just going to release it. Hallelujah. Whether you like it or not, it's coming. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And that's why, are you ready for this? That's why you must not make any judgments based on signs, wonders, and miracles. Because signs, wonders, and miracles are going to be happening everywhere. The only thing that you need to hold on to is the purity of the Word of God. Did you hear that? The purity of the Word of God. Am I hearing the thus saith the word of the Lord? Because what does it say? Right after all of that, it tells us about smoke and fire and everything going crazy. Ah. You say, wait a minute, what are you saying? I thought everything was supposed to be in order. Yes, the Spirit of God, the power of God is going to flow in every direction. This is a river. And the blessing causes whatever it is that is inside of you to multiply. So, the Word of God says, the righteous will become more righteous, but the practitioners of evil will become more evil. You don't want this power to come rest on junk, because if it comes on junk, it will multiply the junk. I don't know if you're hearing me. It is like money. Money exposes what's inside of your heart. If you were proud, money will expose your pride. Huh? Whatever it is that is inside of you, money increases. If you were foolish, money will show your foolishness. You act more foolish. If you were wise, money will show your wisdom. It is the way it is. So the word of God says money answereth all things, just like the Spirit of God answereth all things. So therefore, child of God, you need to let God reign in the supremacy of who He is in your life. Period. This is that. The this is that of God is coming, and it's going to come suddenly. 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 Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, I want us to pray. The reason I didn't want this on YouTube or Facebook is because of this particular time that we're stepping into right now. Because there are going to be certain things that we pray as we are led by the Spirit of God. When God calls for a special time like this, I don't necessarily know what is going to be happening. He just says, I want you to do such and such. And I say, okay, yes, sir. Is this something that we should broadcast everywhere? If he doesn't say yes, if he doesn't say no, based on what I know about how he does what he does, I will go to default and say, I better keep this. Just in case it explodes some which way, I don't know. And at the end, we will broadcast whatever it is we need to broadcast as a repeat or whatever. Amen? But right now, we're going to pray. What do we know that God is saying? Firstly, He says we need to be endued with power. But we know that He says, after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, what we do know is that on the day of Pentecost, what He promised was, ye shall be baptized. But on the day of Pentecost, they were filled. Those are two different things. The two different things. Baptism is different from being filled. Tonight, I want us to do two things. I want you and I to just cry out to the Lord, because the Word of God says He will give His Holy Spirit to them that ask Him. We're going to ask. Say, but Apostle, I have the Holy Spirit already. I don't doubt it. But are you baptized? I remember many years ago where the R.F. Morrison, I think that's what it was called, or R.B. Morrison Elementary School. In the gym, I was ministering the Word of God. And just like I can't stay behind the pulpit, they move around, I'm moving around. And all of a sudden, I can feel my feet on the ground. I look down, my feet were touching the ground, but I can't feel it. It was like I was walking on air. I said, what is going on? Because at this point, every direction I faced, the power of God hit that direction, and people were just dropping under the power of God. And I was clueless at what was going on. I'm getting, what is happening? I'm concerned about all the chairs and the people dropping over there, and I'm concerned about me not feeling my feet on the ground. I said, Lord, what is going on here? He said, I'm giving you a taste of what baptism looks like. I said, what do you mean? And he brought me to an illustration. That I found out my spiritual father had also preached about, but had not heard that message. He said, if you had a basin, and have a cup in that basin, and you filled it with water, it will go a quarter, a half, three quarters, full, it will overflow, and it will beginning to fill on the outside based on the bigness of that basin, quarter, half, three quarters, full. I said, what are you saying? He said, I'm talking to you about baptism. He said, when that cup got filled, it was filled. Just think about it as the Holy Spirit. You're filled with the Holy Spirit. Your environment begins to be supercharged and it catches up with you. He says, but that's not it. He says, you keep on putting water, pouring it not now just on the cup, but now it's on the basin. It says all of a sudden that cup will start floating. It will be caught up, surrounded by the water. It is inside. It doesn't come all the way to the top. It is enveloped on the inside by this fluid. It's floating. It says at that point, if you touch anything on the outside, it will affect the rotation of that cup. It says, at the point of baptism, anything I do in the world will cause you to turn. So God will not only turn things on the inside of me, He will turn me according to what He does on the outside. He says, that's the state of baptism. He says, my church has not experienced it yet, but you will experience it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God enveloped. He says, I'm going to pour out my Spirit on all flesh. You're going to be floating, controlled by the hand of God, the finger of God. They will say, this is the finger of God. Because of the demonstration of His power, it will demolish the activities of the enemy. You see, when we leave this place, the devil will be begging for us to get out of here. Hallelujah. He'll be begging because we will be trouble to the thing that has been troubling us. Amen. You want to get there? Well, let us cry out to God. He said, if you ask, He will give to us. We have the promise of God. And we need to come to that place where we say, this is that. This is that which God said,
I will baptize you with Holy Ghost and power, with Holy Ghost and fire.
I need that. Do you? Well, let's talk to God. Cry out to God and say, God, I want to have that statement. This is that. It must happen for me now. It must happen for me now. I cry out to you. Oh, God, do it. Father, 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 do it. Lord, oh God, we must be able to say, this is that. This is that which God promised. We see it now. We see it now. Father, Lord God Almighty, do it. We don't want to just hear the stories and testimonies of the past. We want to see things that we have never seen, that no man has seen, no man has experienced, of the greater works that you have promised. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask, oh God, for that power from on high, the higher power. Lord, oh God, it must come. We ask for it. We ask for it. We ask, oh God, for the baptism. Not just the speaking of tongues as they did when they were filled, much more than that. Oh, much more than that, Father. Oh, much more than that. Philip, oh God, began to experience it as he obeyed. As he obeyed your instruction, and he left the revival to go into the wilderness where he met the Ethiopian eunuch. Lord, oh God, he encountered power. As he obeyed and fulfilled the testimony that took the word of God into Africa, Lord, he was caught up by your spirit, and he took a step and he came to the land of Azotus, transported supernaturally. Lord, oh God, we must have again the fresh power of your anointing flowing in us and through us so that we can fulfill the mandate of your word. Lord, oh God, moving at the speed of light, touching the nations, seeing lives transformed. Father, do it again. Do it again that we may say, this is that. Lord, do it. We cry out to you. We say, Lord, do it. 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 That we may say, this is that. This is that. This is that. This is it. This is what God has been promising. This is what God said. We now see it. We now see it. We receive it. We have it. We're walking in it. Father, do it. Father, do it. Father, do it. Father, do it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, oh God, give us, oh God, that baptism that you promised us. Rabo shekere brosekaya. Rosindere moshikaya. Rosanderebo sheke ikalada senteremo rosikerebo shialada in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. I want to know you. I want to see your face. I want to know you.
God.
Do it, Lord. This is that. Shut the mouths of the mockers. Shut the mouth of the scholar. Shut down every resistance. Because we can now say, this is that. Suddenly, in the mighty name of Jesus, suddenly. Oh God, we give you praise.
In the passage of scripture we were reading from in Joel chapter 2. Which Peter was quoting from. Starting from verse 23. Joel 2:23. He says, the last part there, he says, he will cause to come down for you. He will cause to come down for you. The rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. We're going to cry out to God and say, God, cause to come down to us now. The former and the latter rain. I found out in the Word of God that until we ask, even though it's promised, we will not have it. And we're going through life not receiving what God has for us because we have not asked. That's not a foreign thought. It says, you have not received because you ask not. He says, and then when you ask amiss because you're asking to satisfy your flesh. That's not what we're looking for. We're not looking for power's sake. We're looking for the power of God so that we can be the solution that God uses to confront situations in our world. So let us pray and ask God to release that former and latter rain in the first month. It's a quick work. It's a flood that lifts everything. Cry out to God for that right now. Just talk to Him. Father, we ask, O God, that your word be fulfilled in our lives. You said you will cause to come down for us the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. Father, we called out to you, O God, and we say, Father, let it now be unto us according to thy word. According to thy word. According to thy word. Let it now be made manifest unto us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Do it, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, and the floors shall be full of wheat, and the vats, hallelujah, shall overflow with wine and oil. This is a manifestation of prosperity, natural and spiritual. Wine and oil represents that anointing that brings healing and deliverance. May we step into this place of grace where God's power of provision and God's power for divine health and wholeness is released mysteriously, powerfully, and that it flows in every realm, touching lives supernaturally, taking us to that place where the enemy no more can function, because there is a grace and a knowledge higher, higher than the knowledge of computers, of robots, of AI, of anything else. It is artificial intelligence for a reason, because it is not divine intelligence. Divine intelligence supersedes artificial intelligence. Praise the Lord. I remember the word of the Lord. When he said, you need this power because this is the power that you need to confront every agenda of the enemy. This is the agenda of God to topple every agency of darkness and cause everything to bow to the sovereign name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You know, the world wants to generate its own eternal life with coding, because they believe we are living in a virtual system and they can put you so you can live forever in a computer. And they say that's what eternal life is. It's all about coding. And based on coding, you can create whatever it is that you want to create. Yeah. It all makes sense. Because I remember when the Lord said to me many years ago, giving the message of the decade of destiny, says, man is going to create a man. I said, I rebuke you, devil. Only God the creator of the heavens and the earth, only he will create a man. He said, I'm not the devil, I'm telling you. I said, God, why will you allow such a thing to happen? He said, that is going to be what flushes the tares from the wheat. Those that are just believing God for miracles, and those that have a love heart connection with me. He says, many are going to fall off because they think science is God. He said, the spirit of the Antichrist is a spirit of science and humanism. You're going to need my power. Somebody listening? That was the word of the Lord to me in 1989. December, the 31st, saying you're stepping into a decade of destiny. That is the years of the 90s and onward. So the first stages were the stages of cloning. The first clone was a sheep. How many of you remember this? What's the name of that sheep? Dolly or something like that? Dolly. I remember Pastor Paul is there. He mentioned to me that he was watching a French channel. Do you remember this? The French channel. And they came on and said, man has created a man. But as if it was just a fluke. This was in the 90s, 2000 or something. But they're hiding it from us. You know, they can take your DNA and create anything they want to create. Create you a new liver, a new kidney, whatever it is. Now, that is the natural man working with his coding, but God is beyond coding. There is a power. He says, you shall receive power from on high. There is that place that God wants to take you and I to, where they will challenge and challenge and challenge, and then they come to the point where they say, we don't have a clue what's going on here. This got to be the finger of God. There's got to be a God, because nothing that we are doing is working. You see, you think those guys, the prophets of Baal, were stupid when they were trying to call down fire? No, they've been doing it until and Elijah says, you are bound. Nothing that you do is going to work. Then they found out that they were only getting away with whatever it is they were getting away with because there was not a God man standing in their way. God is going to grace us with that anointing where we'll be able to stand in the way of the agenda of this natural system and say, no more. And no matter how much you push the button, it won't work. Huh? They push. It won't work. They try to shoot. Bullet won't come out. The world has not seen anything yet, but it will. Because this power of God we shall have. The kind of power. They take Jesus off to the cliff to push him down. He turns around and walks away. Takes one step. And not only does he take himself, he takes his disciples, everybody. Whoop! They're out of there. And they're in a different town. It's called power. Power. If you can step into an airplane and the airplane carries everybody, this is the kind of power that will grab so many and take them out. This same Jesus that you see going up there, he's going to come back the same way, same power. He steps on a cloud, and that cloud was an elevator. Who stands on a cloud? God is going to use your life. God is going to use my life. Now, the reason I said come here is because this prosperity is going to come upon us. It's supernatural prosperity. So I want you to join me now. We're going to do two more sections in prayer right now. We're going to say, God, I don't know how you're going to do it, but I desire supernatural prosperity. Not prosperity that you're going to use and go spend on yourself, but prosperity that will cause you to be an answer to many. God says, I want you to write a check for $1 million and send it to such and such a person. You can do it. But if you're going to do that, you got to have the Holy Spirit and power that he gives only to those who obey him. Hallelujah. Pray. It says the violent take it by force. Heavenly Father, we thank you. For this day we declare that our floors are full of wheat and our vats are full to the overflow with wine and oil. Your anointing is flowing in us and through us. Your provision, O God, is bestowed mightily upon us. Your favor is upon our lives. And Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ that this is the moment of the turnaround for every area of our lives, in every sphere, in every realm, in every place. God, your name is exalted, for we come together in the place of unity where your commanded blessings abound. The Lord rebukes every working spirit of darkness. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. So it is done. The word of God says, and I'll restore to you the years that the locust had eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army, which I sent among you. And ye shall eat plenty and be satisfied and praise, hallelujah, the name of the Lord your God that had dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. Praise God. Now begin to thank God that you will never be in the place of shame because you are fully covered. The Bible tells us that Adam and Eve found themselves naked. And God said to them, who told you that you're naked? Somebody else has been talking to you. Now we're not going to listen to the voice or any other voice but the voice of the Lord. And we shall never be ashamed because we are fully covered by the authority of the Word of God. Begin to thank God that shame is removed from your life. Father, we thank you, Lord, O God, that we are a people that will never be ashamed because, Lord, O God, we lack nothing. We lack nothing. We are fully satisfied and we can praise your name. O Most High God, who has dealt wondrously with us. Thank you, Father, that it's not just I that will not be ashamed. Your people who are called by your name, who have humbled themselves before you will never be ashamed. They will never be ashamed. They will never be ashamed. They will never be ashamed. We will never be ashamed because your glory is manifested in our lives. And we shall truly know that you, the Lord God Almighty, truly are in our midst. You are God, and there's no other God but you. And because you are totally God, all by yourself, you say, O God, in the 27th verse, and my people shall never be ashamed. We are your people, called by your name, and we shall never be ashamed. Thank you, Father. It is so. It is so. It is so. Thank you, Father, that there is an outpouring of your Holy Spirit upon all flesh and our sons and our daughters, that the enemy wanted to keep shut down will now begin to prophesy. Our old men shall dream dreams. Our young men shall see visions. They shall see clearly what you are doing in this now. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord, that not only is our family supercharged with your goodness, Lord, oh God, those that are our servants, those that are our employees, oh God, our handmaidens, oh God, will experience an outpouring of your Spirit. We give you praise, oh God, that this is so. Yes, darkness and gross darkness shall fill the earth. But your word says, arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Thank you, Father, that it is well with our souls. Thank you, Father, that you are doing something extraordinary in every life here present, in every ear that is hearing the proclamation of your word. Lord, we shall behold you and your glory and be changed into that same glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord, for total restoration. Lost years, lost times, lost property. Wherever it is that we've experienced loss, we're declaring, oh God, this day, that you, the God who proclaimed and declared restoration, Father, that that restoration would take place for us now. It shall not be hindered, it shall not be delayed. It is ours now. It is ours now. We declare it so in Jesus' mighty name. It is well with our soul. Blessed be your holy name, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen and amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for every one of you that took time to come out tonight. I feel a release to stop at this point. But I encourage you to go back and hear what it is that we've talked about this evening. Let it marinate every aspect of your person until you are soaked and become one with the fragrance of His Word. Because as surely as the Lord is alive, this that we've talked about today, we too shall say, this
is that. This is that. I see what God said. It is here before me now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen and amen. Well, at this time, let us honor God with our Pentecost offering. The Word of God says when we come to Pentecost, we should not come empty-handed. Pentecost offering is not like your regular offering. No, it's a special offering, an expression of thanksgiving, that you are given something that means something to you back to the Lord, because you have faith that His Word shall be manifested in your life, that which He said, you shall experience. Pentecost offering says, I have come to release my first fruit, the rest shall be blessed. Hallelujah. The rest is blessed. Pentecost offering is about God bringing you to an ingathering, gathering things together for you. Nothing is scattered all over the place. Everything is brought to you. Pentecost offering is about a harvest, that we will have the harvest of the Lord, that every seed is multiplied and brings forth increase. Hallelujah. Pentecost offering is about first fruits. You bring it, and the rest is blessed unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.